"What do you think should be America's role in the Middle East?" I asked, trying to deduce what they thought of the war in Iraq and the prospect of American intervention in Iran. One of the other girls spoke. She was tall and thin, and unlike the other girls, she spoke with a very angry tone. It was as if she saw me as a representative of the government. She asserted that even though Saddam Hussein is the enemy of Iran, "the Americans should not have come to Iraq, and should not have invaded the Iraqi regime, because there were other means to control the country and that regime. There were other options put forward by European governments, and the invasion was not worth all this bloodshed and this violence in the name of democracy." She had a lot to say, and there was little room for my words. "It is doubtful whether American presence in the country, in the region, will actually enhance the chances of democracy," she continued. "People will always see this American democracy as imposed on the regime, so it will always have this stigma attached to it. They do not feel emotionally attached to this democratic experience, and it will have a boomerang effect and will result in the opposite and make it anti-democratic." This girl, at least 4 years younger than I am, had rendered me speechless. She was so articulate and so passionate in her words that I didn't know what to say. She then issued what sounded to me like a warning. "America should know that its presence in the region is a threat to Iran. This is part of the same old story of how the Americans are a danger," she cautioned. "The Americans are no longer a danger. They are a closer danger, residing in the East and in the West. Even if the economics change, the danger is still there with their presence."